misafirimiz bizlerle. Bugün görsel onu tanıtacaktım öncelikle.
Evet.
Bugünkü değerli misafirimiz Doktor Ömer Salem. Kitap ehli hukukuna göre barış konusunda aktif Mısırlı bir ilahiyatçı. Şu anda Amerika'da yaşıyor. Kayıp Barış, Arap-İsrail sorununda dinin önemi adlı bir kitabı var. Doktor Salem, Amerika Yale Üniversitesi'nde din ve politika, Yale İlahiyat Üniversitesi'nde ise fakültesinde ise Tevrat ve İncil üzerine eğitim gördü. Ayrıca Amerika'nın Berkeley, Stanford gibi tanınmış üniversitelerinden başka alanlarda dereceleri var. Müslümanlar ve kitap ehli arasındaki ideal ilişki üzerine el eserde doktorası var. Doktor Salem aynı zamanda İbn-i Rüşd Enstitüsü'nün eski başkanı ve Dini Diplomasi Kuruluşu'nun kıdemli üyesi. Amerikan Kongresi'nde, İsrail Parlamentosu'nda, Filistin ve Mısır kabinelerinde politik sorunların çözümünde dinin önemi üzerine konuşmalar yaptı. Türkiye'de bulunma amacı sizin de kitap ehli ile Müslümanlar arasındaki hukuk ile ilgili görüşlerini paylaşmak.
Maşallah. Hoş geldiniz. Sefa geldiniz. Şeref verdiniz.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Ne güzel görevleriniz var. Ne güzel hedefleriniz var. Ne güzel çalışmalar. Ne güzel ilimler. Sizinle gurur duyuyoruz. Sizin güzel fikirlerinizden istifade etmek isteriz. Buyurun, sizi dinliyoruz.
Bismillah ve salatu ve selamu ala Resulillah.
Oraya bir yere otursun.
My research area and my studies have actually focused on developing ideal relationships between Muslims and Ahlul Kitab. So my studies encompassed the Torah and the Injil and the Quran. I often get asked the question in America specifically by Americans because I live there. We have the Injil and we have the Torah. Why do we need the Quran? In the Torah, we have a promise of a Mashiach or of a Christ, and the Injil shows us that the Mashiach has come, or Christ has come. So it's a fulfillment of what's in the Torah. So we don't need anything else. So my studies focused on how to answer that question, which is why Allah would reveal the Quran after having revealed the Torah and the Injil. The answer to that question can be found in chapter number 16, verse number 64. It's chapter 16, Surah An-Nahl. And in the verse number 64, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered that question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered the question as to why Quran was revealed after we had the Torah and the Injil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to his prophet Muhammad, I will say in Arabic and then I will translate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا لِتُبَيِّنَ لَهُمُ الَّذِي اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. O Muhammad, we have given you this book, the Quran, for the express purpose, for the sole purpose of showing to the people of the book those things which they are differing about, which they are quarreling about, and as a guidance and mercy to mankind. So the Quran was revealed to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to show Ahlul Kitab, which is mainly Jews and Christians, about those things which they are differing and quarreling about. The Quran goes to state many areas in which Jews have taken one position and Christians have taken an opposite position. The most important problem that Ahlul Kitab fell into and had a major problem with is Jesus Christ. What to do with Jesus?
İhtilaf, evet.
İhtilaf. So, for the Jewish rabbis who are standing fast with their tradition, they reject Jesus totally. Hmm. For the Christian, people of religion, the priests, they not only accept Jesus, but they elevate him to the status of Allah. Hmm. So we have the Jews saying that Jesus is totally rejected, to the extent where in their writings, in the Talmud, they say that he is the devil, and he is now being burned in hellfire. These are writings in the Talmud. And Christians saying, no, he is God and should be worshipped. Hmm. So there is a huge rift, a huge separation between two people who at one point were part of the same tribe, Bani Israel. Both Jews were Bani Israel, Christians were Bani Israel. And they both were belonging to the same family, and now there is a split in that family. And that dispute between what Orthodox Jews believe in and what Christians believe in is so huge. This separation, this rift, is best illustrated in the New Testament, the book of John, or the Injil of John, chapter number 8, where there is a conversation taking place between Jesus Christ and the rabbis at his time. In that dialogue, and it is documented, it is there, anybody can read it. In that dialogue, the Jews are accusing Jesus of being the devil. Hmm. And in that same dialogue, Jesus is accusing the Jews of being the devil. So, back to the Quran, to the verse in chapter number 16, verse number 64, Allah resolved this dispute and says, O Muhammad, we have given you this book for the express purpose of showing Ahlul Kitab about those things that they differ about. Mainly to tell the Jews that Jesus Christ is really not the devil. He is but a messenger of Allah. And he is guided by the Spirit of Allah to promote mercy, promote kindness. Mm. And then it's also to tell the Christians, on the other hand, that that Jesus was a human being, and he should not be worshipped, but God, the creator of Jesus and the creator of heaven and earth, is the one that should be worshipped. So the purpose of the Quran is to make amends between those two traditions, bring them closer to each other, make them get along with each other. The purpose of the Quran is not to abrogate or cancel the Torah and the Injil. The Quran purpose is to affirm the good morals and ethics that are embedded and found in the Injil and in the Torah. And just like the Injil, just like the Quran is mercy and guidance to mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the Torah and the Injil as also mercy and guidance to mankind. Allah mentioned that in Surah Ali Imran, verse number 4, from 1 to 4, I will recite in Arabic and then we'll go. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alif Lam Mim, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayy al-qayyum, nazzal alayka al-kitaba bil-haq, wa anzala al-tawrata wal-injil hudan lil-nas. Allah says, and I'll translate, that he has revealed the Torah and the Injil as guidance to mankind. So it's very important for the Muslim ulama not to say that that the Torah and the Injil are abrogated or cancelled and no longer valid. It's very important not to say that. But what we say is what Allah says in the Quran, that the the Quran جاء مصدقا لما بين يديه من الكتاب, which means the Quran is affirming the books that preceded it and is not abrogating the books that preceded it. And the Quran has a special message to the people of the book, and that message is لتبين لهم الذي اختلفوا فيه, for the express purpose of showing them the things that they have differed over. And if we did that, the Quran becomes mercy and guidance to Ahlul Kitab. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets the relationship between this ummah, the ummah of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, and the ummah of Ahlul Kitab in the chapter number 5, verse number 48. In that chapter, chapter number 5, verse number 48, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لكل جعلنا منكم شرعة ومنهاجا ولو شاء الله لجعلكم أمة واحدة ولكن ليبلوكم فيما آتاكم فاستبقوا الخيرات إلى الله مرجعكم جميعا فينبئكم بما كنتم فيه تختلفون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, to each of you we are given shirat. To the Jews, there is the Sharia. To the Christian Sharia. To the Muslim Sharia. And it is the will of Allah to create us as different ummah. And if Allah has willed it, He would have made all of us as one people. But it is His intention, His plan, is to have the different Sharias. And why is He doing this? For the sole purpose of فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, compete for righteousness. That's the relationship in the Quran between the Muslim Ummah and the Ummah of Ahlul Kitab. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, compete for righteousness. To Allah you will all return, and He will tell you about the things that you are differing about.
Hristiyan, Musevi, Müslüman.
So as we see from what I mentioned, the Quran is revealed to show both Jews and Christians those things that they are differing about, and it's also commanding the Muslim people to compete with them in righteousness, in virtues. Therefore, if our sages, our ulama, focus on these verses that I have just recited in the Quran, a lot of peaceful relationship would exist between both traditions. And much of the conflicts in the Middle East that we're seeing, specifically in Israel-Palestine, would actually go by the wayside. The reason we have many of the conflicts we are seeing today is because we introduced in the Islamic corpus of knowledge a science called Nasikh and Mansukh, the Nasikh, science of abrogation. And that science of Nasikh and Mansukh took the Quran, stripped many verses, meaning cancelled many verses in the Quran.
I know, Nasikh Mansukh.
Yes, up to 250 verses. This science was developed by a Muslim scholar in Indonesia, in present-day Spain, called Ibn Hazm, where he used verses in the Quran to cancel other verses, and rendered the Quran as a book of fighting, just fighting.
Böyle bir yalan söyledikleri için. Evet, Kur'an'ın hükmünü, Allah'ın kitabını değiştirdikleri için. Allah'ın hükmünü beğenmedikleri için, evet.
Exactly. So, they somehow developed a parallel religion of Islam that is not the intended religion of Islam, that Prophet Muhammad, he is a mercy to mankind. And they turned that mercy where they canceled all the verses that have to do with kindness, mercy, being gentle with your neighbor, all of that. Those verses were rendered as invalid, including verses like no coercion in religion, verses like be kind to other people. They canceled all these verses.
İşte bu çok büyük bir zulüm, çok büyük bir zalimlik. Bunu inşallah ortadan kaldıracağız.
İnşallah. Yes, we definitely need to work on that together, eradicate that, restore Islam to its mercy to mankind, as it was revealed to Prophet Muhammad, and to let those who want to believe, believe, and those who don't want to believe, not believe. If that's...
Hocam, şu an sizi izleyenler çok yüksek miktarda o anlattığınız konunun önemini gösteriyor. Normal izlemenin çok çok üstünde şu an izlemen. Evet, milyonlarca kişisi izliyor. Büyük sevaba giriyorsunuz. Anlattığınız konular çok hayati, çok önemli. Deccal'ın kullandığı taktikleri şu an yerle bir ediyorsunuz. Bu çok mübarek bir hizmet.
Elhamdülillah. I thank Allah for this opportunity to be here with you. And I know that as we have and make effort to restore our Muslim people back to the Quran and away from the parallel religion that was developed by certain ulama that had what we call in Islam inclination or hawa to serve certain worldly gains, we as Muslims will actually succeed.
Evet. Hocam, emrinizdeyiz dersin. Yüzlerce, binlerce genç emrinizde dersin.
That would be pleasure to me because I definitely need this people to work together so that we, inshallah, resolve this, what I call evil conflict in the Middle East, specifically in Israel-Palestine, which once that conflict is resolved, and it can be resolved, because the solution exists in our book, and we can resolve it based on Islamic values. The whole region will prosper. We will have a train line going from Istanbul to Damascus to Cairo, and you can ride on the train and go there.
Evet, vakti de geldi ders.
The time has come for that. We like to envision developing this region, Masr, Sham, Turkey, Hijaz, Iraq, all this region, so that we can all prosper. There will be no restriction on travel. People would be safe wherever they travel, and we would get to enjoy life the way Allah Subhanahu wa Taala intended it.
Çok hayırlı, mübarek bir insansınız. Göreviniz de mübarek. Allah ömrünüzü uzun etsin. Allah hayırlara vesile etsin. İlminiz, irfanınız da çok güzel. Sevilen bir insansınız. Ahir zamanda çok ehemmiyetli bir görev yapıyorsunuz. Sonuna kadar yanınızdayız. Birlikte başaracağız inşallah. Sürekli bağlantıda olalım.
Absolutely. You will have my email, my contact. So even if I'm in America, we can hold the conference like this by video conference. And I can answer and address any questions from the audience. For example, some people might come back with questions saying, okay, how to solve this problem from the Quran, okay? And give the Jews their full rights and give the Palestinians their full rights and have lasting peace. And I personally think that Turkey can play a pivotal role, a very important role in making this problem go away.
Çok güzel. Zaten arkadaşlarımız Amerika'ya da gelirler. Orada da yine konferans organize edebiliriz. Türkiye'de konferanslar organize edebiliriz. Kitaplar çıkartırız, dergiler, CD'ler çıkarırız, televizyon programları yaparız. Özellikle yeri yerinden oynatırız. Evet, hadislerde de öyle görülüyorlar.
Yes, I wish for that to happen. In fact, I wish to take out the West, the United States, out of this problem. And just have the Palestinians and the Israelis sitting and solving their issues without the involvement of the international community and without the involvement of anybody from outside, because they only serve to complicate this problem.
Evet, sizin gibi böyle samimi, ilim sahibi, aklı başında insanların sayısı bir hayli var. Hepimiz bir araya gelelim, çok güzel çalışmalar yaparız. Dünyada pozitif insanlar çok fazla, hakim durumdalar. Kolay netice alabiliriz. İnşallah.
I look forward to that.
Ben de bunu ümit ediyorum.
İnşallah. Çok teşekkür ediyoruz. Allah razı olsun. Allah ilminizi, irfanınızı artırsın.
İnşallah.
İnşallah. Gene sizleri bekliyoruz.
Thank you very much.
ara veriyoruz.
Misafirimize katıldığı için çok teşekkür ediyoruz. Kısa videolarla devam edeceğiz.